So to say what was done in those months following the dispatch of the forces, based on the work in those few weeks in August, in preparation for the challenge that lay ahead, speaks well for the men and women that were involved in this and the willingness to take on a huge challenge and successfully accomplish their aim. I think as a closure, to put some closure on this whole idea of what the Navy and the Air Force and the Army had to do to bring themselves up to an operational capability that was sufficient to meet the challenges in the Persian Gulf, one should also recognize that during this whole period in early 1990 leading up to the dispatch of the forces for the Persian Gulf War, we had been going through a tremendous review of capabilities and the costs of maintaining those capabilities in the Canadian forces. We had been examining force reductions of a significant magnitude, and also the commanders, as they were faced with these challenges of force reductions, in response to the government's decision to reduce spending, we as commanders were trying to maintain our capabilities as best we could without destroying the capabilities as a result of the cuts that were being imposed upon them. Commands and forces in general. And so that those periods leading up to August of 1990 were one that they weren't happy times, and they certainly were difficult both for the morale of the staffs that were trying to come up with answers. And this Persian Gulf War came at a time that I think really built up the morale and the confidence of our soldiers, sailors, and airmen that despite these huge cutbacks, we were still capable of mounting effective forces. I remember somebody telling me that after the Gulf War that we would suffer more at the hands of the accountants than we would at the hands of Saddam Hussein. And I think in many ways that's true. For that period from 1990 for the rest of the decade. And what we see now in terms of government decisions to put more spending into defense, there was so much taken out of the defense budget, and rebuilding that capability is a long, hard road. And it speaks well for the dedication of the men and women that are serving today to build their capability back to what was considered essential back in the early 90s, notwithstanding the Cold War was over. But what we frequently found ourselves doing is saying, we don't know what the next war is going to look like. We don't know how much of this capability is going to be required, but there will be a time when the forces are going to be asked to do something that we haven't even thought about yet. And we need to use our best wisdom to prepare for those eventualities. And so the experience of the Gulf War, I think, was in a way, is a little bit of a wake-up call to Canadians, and it's continued into the next century, that we are continuing to use our maritime and air and land forces in areas that we didn't think we'd ever go or would be required to go. So that's the challenge that's facing our leaders today.